Whether you're a world-class athlete or a podcaster like me, we all understand the importance of mental and physical well-being and proper recovery for top-notch performance. That's why I'm excited that Unified Healing is sponsoring this podcast. Unified Healing is a new and super innovative global network of wellness centers powered by Energy Enhancement System, or EE System. If you haven't heard of the EE System, you'll want to listen up. This technology promotes wellness, deep relaxation, purification, and rejuvenation. In hundreds of locations across the globe, access to a center is easy and affordable. Interested in experiencing the EE System technology for yourself? Go to unifiedhealing.com/bluewire to learn more and find a center near you. That's unifiedhealing.com/bluewire. No material or testimonials on the Unified Healing website are intended to be viewed as medical advice or a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition or treatment and before undertaking a new healthcare regimen, including EE System.
The Soccer Gambling Podcast is presented by WynnBET. Get $100 at WynnBET and get a $100 free bet. Head over to sportsgamblingpodcast.com/WynnBET. That's sportsgamblingpodcast.com/WYNNBET to claim your free bet today. You are listening to the Champions League show here on the Soccer Gambling Podcast, covering a selection of key games from match day two. You can follow the Soccer Gambling Podcast on Twitter at SGP Soccer. That's at SGP Soccer. You can follow the Sports Gambling Podcast Network. They are at the SGP Network. That's at the SGP Network. And finally, you can follow me on Twitter. I am at LockBettingCom. That's at LockBettingCom. Moving on with these key games for match day two, we begin with the game here between Sporting Lisbon and Tottenham, where Sporting Lisbon are the 5-2 home underdogs. It's also 5-2 on the draw, and it's 11-10 here on Spurs. I'm very high on the English teams here because of the death of the Queen. They have all been given a full week to rest. Therefore, there are no excuses coming into these Champions League games. They've been able to train fully for the games. And I expect Tottenham and all of the English clubs to take advantage of that on match day two. Tottenham come into this having won four of their last five games, including their victory in the Champions League opener last week. This Sporting Lisbon team have already suffered a couple of defeats this season, and they haven't won in six clashes with English teams, losing five of those. Three of those are home defeats without scoring a goal. So I'm going to go for Tottenham here. I think they're going to be well rested. I think they want to put this Champions League group to bed. I think they just want to get four wins out the gate, and that will put them in a position to finish top of the group, and they should be capable of doing it. They've been drawn a nice group. They've already beaten Marseille, who are the informed team. If they can win at Sporting Lisbon, then they play two games against the Frankfurt side that quite frankly will struggle to defend against this Tottenham attack if Tottenham are at full throttle. So Tottenham have a real chance of getting four wins out of four. I think this is probably the most difficult game that they have out of the next three, and I even expect Tottenham to win this one, given the rest that they've been able to have due to the death of the Queen. So your selection here, nice and simple to start off, Tottenham on the money line at the price of 11-10 plus 110. Before we move on to the later games here on Tuesday's slate, let me take a second out here to tell you guys about WynnBET, because if you're thinking about joining WynnBET, now is the perfect time. New customers who bet $100 get a $100 free bet, perfect for kicking off the NFL season. Plus, the WynnBET Casino is always open 24 hours a day, where you can get a 100% deposit bonus up to $1,000. Plus, WynnBET has their own same game parlay feature. Just click on the game you like, select build your own bet, and start building a monster parlay. There's so much to choose from. All you have to do is head over to sportsgamblingpodcast.com/winbet so they know we sent you. That's sportsgamblingpodcast.com/WYNNBET to claim your free bet today. Now, this offer is subject to change. Terms and conditions at winbet.com. You must be 21 or older and present in the state where playthrough WinBet is available. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem, call 1-800-522-4700. Let me also take 1 second out here to tell you about the Elias Sports Bureau. Football fans, the NFL regular season is finally here. And as week two kicks off and you get ready to place your bets or lock in your fantasy team, you need to check out the Elias Game Plan app. It is the ultimate sports betting and fantasy companion for the NFL, NBA, and MLB that has everything you need to get a competitive advantage. So with the NFL season here, don't wait. Download the Elias Game Plan app today. That's Elias, spelled E-L-I-A-S. And right now, I have a special offer for you when you subscribe. Get a 14-day free trial of a monthly subscription plan, but only if you use my promo code SGPN. So find Elias Game Plan Sports Betting in the App Store or the Play Store today and use my promo code SGPN. And finally, let me tell you guys about Fubo TV. If you watch football, you need Fubo TV. Fubo TV gives you complete coverage of college and pro football with NFL Red Zone, plus games in 4K at no extra charge. Over 100 channels of live sports and entertainment for a fraction of the price of cable. Watch on all your devices and never miss a game or episode of your favorite shows with the included cloud-based DVR. Plus, there's no contract, no commitment, and you can cancel at any time. Right now, you can try Fubo TV for free for 7 days and get 15% off your first month. Just go to FuboTV.com/SGP. That's FuboTV.com/SGP. Moving on to the second game we're going to look at here, and this is definitely the game of the week. It's Bayern Munich at home to Barcelona, where Bayern Munich are the 10-11 favourites to win the game. It's 16-5 on the draw, and it's 13-5 here on Barcelona. This was an easy pick a couple of weeks ago. Bayern Munich were rolling at the start of the season. Barcelona started with a 0-0 draw at home, but they have got much, much better since then. But still, you would take Bayern Munich because in the group stage of the Champions League, they are 33-1-1 at home in their last 35 Champions League group stage matches. So they almost become an automatic play when you look at that statistic, plus the fact that they have absolutely dominated Barcelona in recent history, including beating them twice last season. But something is telling me not to take Bayern Munich, because despite the fact they started the season on fire, they've now had their worst start to the season because they have managed to draw their last three games. So there's something not right here at Bayern Munich. And I always felt like there's something not right with Nagelsmann getting this job in the first place. I thought it was a bit early in his career. He's trying to now implement his style on Bayern Munich. Last year it was a little bit more difficult when Robert Lewandowski's there. Robert Lewandowski plays. That's why I don't really think Nagelsmann was crying his eyes out to lose Robert Lewandowski. But look, Robert Lewandowski has gone over to Barcelona and he's doing what he does. He's scoring goals. And Bayern Munich are dropping points in the Bundesliga. They're trying to play this front three with three wingers because everybody now is massively focusing on being able to press and getting the best pressing forward to have the best percentage of retrieving the ball. But it doesn't work all the time. Sometimes you need somebody who just puts the ball in the back of the net every time they get a chance. That's why Haaland is doing so well. And that's why Robert Lewandowski has been the best striker in the world for the last 5 years, the best number nine. Some people would argue Karim Benzema. I still think they're very different players. I think Robert Lewandowski and Haaland are neck and neck right now for that number nine position as far as being the best number nine in the world goes. And he could be the difference maker in this game. I never thought I would be giving Barcelona a chance of coming to Bayern Munich and winning away from home. But I honestly feel that they could at least get something here from this game. So because of that, I'm going to stay away from picking a winner here. As I said, the data strongly points towards Bayern Munich because it always does when they play at home in the Champions League. But I'm going to steer away from that pick. I think Bayern Munich have been very, very unconvincing as of late, whereas Barcelona have been very, very good. At the same time, whilst I'm saying that, it must be said that Bayern Munich were very impressive in taking apart Inter Milan last week and never looked like conceding a goal. Because if there's one vulnerability that both Bayern and Barcelona have, it's their backline. Now, I'm not convinced by Upamecano, and De Ligt looked okay in the first few games, but now he looks like the De Ligt that Juventus sold and who looked like a poor Juve signing. He now looks like a very questionable signing for Bayern Munich as well, based on the last few games. So I'm going to go for the goals here. I think there's strong data to support goals. Barcelona have scored at least three goals in each of the last five matches, winning 4-0 and 3-0 across their last two away trips. And Bayern Munich shipped two goals at home to Stuttgart at the weekend, and they've looked shaky at the back throughout most of this season. Bayern Munich have also drawn each of their last three Bundesliga games, slipping to a 2-2 draw against Stuttgart at the weekend. Barcelona have won four straight games. Plus, they scored five goals in their last Champions League outing last week at home to Viktor Plzeň. But they are playing against a side who have lost just once across their last 37 Champions League home group games. So for me, everything here points to the goals. Barcelona have scored 20 goals across their last five matches. Former Bayern Munich striker Lewandowski has scored nine times across his last five games alone. And despite their slip up at the weekend and their three consecutive draws, Bayern Munich have actually scored 19 goals in their six Bundesliga games so far this season. That's over three goals per game. So we're going to go for the goals here. It's a steep line. It's set at 3.25 on the Asian goal line market. If you take the over 3.5, you are getting plus money. But we are going to take the juice on the over 3.25 here. It is available at 10 to 11 minus 110. And that's going to be the selection here for this game. We don't usually take a line this high, but these two teams are strong in attack and weak in defence. And as it is match day two, I think they're going to go at each other here. They're both going to fancy the win. I think Barcelona do have a real chance, despite the fact that Bayern have a phenomenal home record in the Champions League. I think this could very well be a draw. I think if anybody wins it, you do have to go still with that Bayern Munich record blindly, even though they aren't playing well at the moment. But I think, as I said, the safest way to bet this is to take the goals. And it's going to be fun as well. It's fun to root for goals. And if you're going to take any match where you want to sit back and root for them, it's going to be this one. So once again, your play here is going to be on the over 3.25 here for this one. The game of the week between Bayern Munich and Barcelona. The final game we're going to look at here for Tuesday is going to be between Liverpool and Ajax, where Liverpool are the 8-13 favourites here. It's 18-5 on the draw, and it's 17-4 here on Ajax. Wow, this is the ultimate buy low spot here for Liverpool. If Liverpool had made a normal start to the season — when I say normal, I don't mean perfect, but I mean if they were sitting in around the Premier League top three, top four, this would be around about 1-3, 1-4. This is also aided by the fact that they were smashed by Napoli on match day one, whilst Ajax were smashing Rangers 4-0 on match day one. So you've got the ultimate buy low spot here. Ajax are rated higher than they are. Liverpool are rated lower than they are. And therefore, that's what's given us the price of 8-13. Let's not forget about Liverpool's record in Europe over the years. Liverpool didn't lose a single game at Anfield last season. In fact, Virgil van Dijk, as a player, since he signed for Liverpool, has never been on the losing side at Anfield. The only time Liverpool were losing at Anfield was during the period where Virgil van Dijk was out injured and Liverpool suffered a number of home defeats in the 2020-21 season. But last season, they were undefeated at home. And I feel that Anfield is still a fortress. I feel that they may be able to correct the mistakes that they made on match day one against Napoli. They've also had a full week to rest and think about it. And that's going to be key to Liverpool. I think Liverpool's problem, is that they're tired. When you play that heavy metal style of football and you play more games than anyone else in the EPL, which is what Liverpool did last year because they challenged on the four fronts, it's going to make you tired unless you're super active in the transfer window and you bring in players that can replace these top players that play in your first 11. Liverpool have replacements, but they're not good enough. When Liverpool have injuries and their second core need to play, they're not good enough to replace the first 11. And that's the issues that Liverpool have. They have tired players. They don't have a great squad. They don't have great squad depth. And I feel that this could ultimately cost Liverpool a place in the Champions League next season. I think that Tottenham are a real threat. I think Manchester United have got a lot better. And I can't see Man United going that far backwards from what they've done in the last four games in the league, providing they don't have any issues with Maguire and Ronaldo and feeling like that they have to play them. I think Manchester United are solid and consistent at the moment and they know what they want to do. They've got an identity now. We've seen how Arsenal have started the season. Chelsea have just bought in Graham Potter. You would think that they're going to improve. I think it's going to be very difficult for Liverpool, a tired Liverpool and a Liverpool that look short of ideas and look like they can't implement the same tactics effectively that they have done in previous years, to finish in the top four. So I'm not saying that Liverpool are going to just fix this and come right, but I do think they will win this game. I don't think Liverpool are going to be tired here. I still think they're better than Ajax. I think Ajax are overrated. I still think it's difficult to replace seven first-team players. You might be able to win and win convincingly against Glasgow Rangers, but this is Liverpool and this is Anfield, and I think it's the ultimate buy-low spot, and we're going to take Liverpool simply on the money line here to get it done at this buy-low price of 8-13. One thing I want you guys to look out for here, this is well worth watching, especially just before kickoffs, 3-4 minutes before kickoff. There's going to be a minute silence for the Queen. I think they're also going to play the national anthem at all the games where English teams are involved. I'm not 100% on that, but I believe they will. These Liverpool fans, they will not observe it respectfully. Liverpool have a real issue with England in general. They don't like the English national team and they don't like the royal family. There is a big bitterness with Liverpool. They don't consider themselves a part of England. And you're going to see something very, very interesting when they try to observe the minute silence. And it's not going to be everybody. It's going to be those hardcore Liverpool supporters, but you'll be able to hear them. I promise you, it will be prominent enough for you to hear it and for them to make their stand against the royal family and against the country of England, which Liverpool Football Club and Liverpool supporters and scousers in general don't feel they are a part of. So I could do a whole history lesson on that, but I won't. I don't want to delve into politics on my shows. I've said that before. A lot of people don't like it. I just wanted to point that out and I just didn't want you guys to miss it. So make sure you watch and see how this actually pans out when Liverpool are made to do a minute silence or sing the national anthem and whatnot, because they don't like it. And this will be very, very interesting to see. So before we move on to Wednesday's games here, let me take a second out to tell you guys about No House Advantage. No House Advantage is changing the game by offering the most dynamic fantasy sports platform available today. Play in pick'em contests versus other people for your shot at winning $250,000 plus in cash. Download the app, choose a contest, select your player props, earn points for correct picks, and climb the leaderboard for your shot to win big money every day. Sign up now with the promo code SGPN at nohouseadvantage.com or download the app to get a first deposit match up to $25. Make sure you check out No House Advantage today and experience daily fantasy sports redefined, because it's not just how you play, but also where you play. You won't want to miss out on this. Also, let me tell you guys about PromoGuy.us. PromoGuy.us is the best place to go if you're interested in plus EV betting strategies and making consistent profits from sports betting. They've got daily updates on odds boosts and huge cash bonuses from all major sports books. Their bet tracker shows an average return on investment of 25%, and They've got a VIP Discord group that puts even deeper plus EV analytics right at your fingertips. If you're not already using mathematical models to help with your picks, you are missing out on an insanely valuable tool. And the best part of all is that Promo Guy is run by a small team of passionate sports fans dedicated to building a well-informed, better betting community. Go to promoguide.us and check out their 100% track, transparent and proven method for betting smarter. Once again, with promoguide.us, you get consistency, and consistency gives you profit. Finally, let me take a second out to tell you guys here about Sleeper. Sleeper is the fastest growing fantasy platform today with millions of players. You probably already have a fantasy league on there. It's a game changing product unlike anything else in the industry. And now you could win on Sleeper by playing their new over under game. On your mobile phone, join our listener group on Sleeper at sleeper.com/SGP, and Sleeper will automatically match your first deposit up to $100. Once again, that's the promo code SGP. So stop what you're doing, download Sleeper now and play their new over-under game. Have fun with your friends and make some money. Again, go to sleeper.com/SGP and you'll get a $100 match on your first deposit. Terms and conditions apply. See Sleeper's terms of use for details. Moving on to Wednesday, and we start with a game here between Chelsea and RB Salzburg, where Chelsea are the 4-11 favourites here. It's 17-4 on the draw, and it's 8-1 here on RB Salzburg. Well, Graham Potter starts in charge of Chelsea and manages in a competition that he's never, ever managed in before. He goes straight from Brighton to Chelsea and straight into a Champions League game. So this is going to be a huge night here for Graham Potter. I always believe in the new manager bounce, so I'm not going to think anything different here. I think Chelsea will respond and they will give that new manager bounce, and I think they'll start Graham Potter's reign off with a win. There's no value on the 4-11, so we will take Chelsea -1 here on the Asian handicap line. This pushes if Chelsea just win by a single goal. So you need Chelsea to win here to make sure you don't lose any money on the selection. If Chelsea draw or they lose this game, you do lose money. But if Chelsea win by a single goal, you get yourself a push. For you to make a profit here, you need Chelsea to win this game by two or more goals. And Chelsea -1 here is available at 3-5. So it's quite a juice selection, but I do think it's a safe one, as I do think Chelsea will win this game. I do think Chelsea, though, may need to score two goals to win this game. I don't think he's suddenly going to come in and lead Chelsea to a clean sheet, given that Chelsea have managed just one clean sheet so far this season, and that came in the opener against Everton. Both teams have scored in each of Chelsea's last six home games in a run stretching back to last season. And this Salzburg team have scored in all 11 of their games this season, and therefore both teams to score may even appeal as a separate bet. But ultimately, I think Chelsea will be able to score three goals against this RB Salzburg defence. This is a big step up for them. I know last time they only scored one against AC Milan, but Chelsea have good attacking players. They've just been a little bit shackled under Tuchel, who's a more conservative manager. We've seen with Graham Potter's Brighton, they've created a ton of chances. They like to play good attacking football. Brighton's expected goal total was always high. So if he implements that here at Chelsea with the players he's got, when you're looking at the likes of an Aubameyang, a Sterling, a Pulisic, a Havertz, a Mount, a Ziyech, these players should be putting the ball in the back of the net if they are playing free-flowing football and creating chances. So I look for Chelsea to start strong. I think the English sides, as I've mentioned numerous times on this podcast, all have an advantage because they've had a week off because of the death of the Queen. And I think Chelsea should be well prepared here, and I expect them to win somewhat convincingly against this RB Salzburg side. So Chelsea -1 on the Asian handicap line at the price of 3-5. Up next, we look at the game here between Manchester City and Dortmund, where Manchester City are the 1-5 favourites. It's 13-2 on the draw, and it's 14-1 here on Dortmund. Dortmund just lost at the weekend to RB Leipzig 3-0. It was a complete no-show, and now they have to play against this free-scoring Manchester City team. who just absolutely destroyed Sevilla on match day one. And now they haven't had to play another game. They've been able to go back to Manchester and train and simply prepare for Dortmund. This is a bad matchup for Borussia Dortmund. And I like Manchester City to cover a minus 1.75 Asian handicap here in this one. Now, you could take this up to -2. The -2 is available at plus money. If you take the -2, Manchester City need to win by 3 goals for you to make a profit here. If they win by just 2, you end up with a push. If they win by 1 or they lose or draw this game, you end up losing your money. That's what you get with the -2. And that one is available even money plus 100. Our selection of minus 1.75 here is available at the price of 7 to 10. For this one to cash, you win half your profits if they win by 2 goals. So you do get something for them winning by 2 goals instead of it getting a push. So if you're taking the price of 7 to 10 and you put $100 on that, you would make a $35 profit if Manchester City won by exactly 2 goals. But you would win the full $70 profit at the 7 to 10 price if they do win by 3 or more goals. So you're getting yourself something here by laying more juice if they win by 2. But if they win by 3, you end up with the full profit, the full winnings of a 7 to 10 price, which is the $70 profit. So we are going to be slightly more conservative. We're going to lay that extra juice so we do get something at 2. This is because I am wary of Borussia Dortmund being able to score a goal here against Manchester City. And Manchester City thinking about their weekend fixture, because Manchester City are playing at the weekend. 7 EPL games are going ahead on Saturday. So Manchester City will be back in action. So perhaps they'll take their foot off the gas. But ultimately, I don't think that will happen. I think Borussia Dortmund are tailor-made here. Leipzig scored 3 goals against Dortmund at the weekend. I expect Manchester City to do the same. Erling Haaland knows this defence. And while this defence knows Erling Haaland, I don't think they can do anything about it. And I think he's going to have some fun here. It would not surprise me to see him score 2 or 3 goals against his old side. So everything to me here points to City winning comfortably. And we are going to take Manchester City minus 1.75 on the Asian handicap line at the price of 7 to 10. Final game we're going to look at here is between Real Madrid and RB Leipzig, where Real Madrid are the 1-2 favourites on the money line. It's 7-2 on the draw and it's 5-1 on Leipzig. Karim Benzema limped out the game against Celtic and they managed to score 3 goals in the second half. At the weekend, they went 1-0 down at home and they won by 4-1. So you would think they're not really missing Karim Benzema, but now they're playing against RB Leipzig. And this is a different RB Leipzig. They're now managed by Marco Rose, and Marco Rose led them to a 3-0 win against Borussia Dortmund at the weekend, where they looked a lot better. So will they still be experiencing the new manager bounce? I'm not sure, but I do think they'll be good enough to turn this into a competitive game against Real Madrid. So my selection for this game is going to be to take RB Leipzig plus 1.5, and that selection is available at the price of 10 to 11. For this to win, you just need RB Leipzig to not lose by 2 goals or more. So if they lose this game by 1 goal, you win. If they get something from this game, you win. I firmly believe that RB Leipzig will be able to score in this game. There have been at least 3 goals in Real Madrid's last 6 matches. 5 of them have seen both teams score, including both their home fixtures. Leipzig, on the other hand, have seen 3 more goals in 6 of their 7 outings, 3 of which have also seen both teams score. So I do think this will be a game where both teams can score. And when you're missing Benzema and you're playing against the best team that you've played so far since he's been missing, I do think it will make a difference. Am I saying Leipzig are going to win? No, I'm not even saying they're going to get something. I just don't think they'll be beating heavily here. So if they can stay within a goal, you cash this selection. And I think at 10 to 11, given there's no Benzema in the Real Madrid team and Leipzig are coming off a 3-0 win at home to Borussia Dortmund at the weekend, where they look good, they're under new management, they're still experiencing that bounce, I think this is a good spot here to take RB Leipzig plus 1.5 at the Bernabeu on Wednesday night. Before we close out with a lock on the show, let me take a second out to tell you guys about Run Your Pool. We are introducing Run Your Pool VIP, which is a brand new subscription service from Run Your Pool that helps you get an extra edge against the books, plus exclusive access to real money pools. Entry to our exclusive week one and week two pools with guaranteed $5,000 playouts, as well as our season-long pool with a guaranteed 100K payout. If you want to get involved, use the promo code SGPN at runyourpool.com and get 50% off your first month of RYP VIP. That's the code SGPN to get involved over at runyourpool.com. And finally, let me take a second out to tell you guys about Odds Trader. Odds Trader is a place to compare odds from all major sports books. You can also compare the different sign-up codes and promotions from sportsbooks to get the best deal. The app also provides player statistics, key game stats, injury reports, and projected game day weather for bettors to make the most informed bets possible. Now, this is important because information is vital. We had the information that it was going to be terrible weather between San Francisco and Chicago at the weekend, and we bet the under at under 40.5, and it ended up going off at under 37.5. It cashed easily either way, but we managed to get 3 points better than bettors did who bet in that final hour because we had information about the weather. This is vital over at Odds Trader. It's also vital to know if you can get a minus 110 instead of a minus 120 or a minus 130. It might not matter massively for that one bet, but over the course of a few days, over the course of a week, especially if you bet regularly, over the course of a month, that's going to make a massive difference. You guys know I run a service called lockbetting.com. I post my P&L on my Twitter account every single month, and my P&L would be significantly less profitable if I didn't shop around for lines. So make sure you do that, and you can do that over at Odds Trader. To check out Odds Trader, head over to OddsTrader.com/BlueWire. That's OddsTrader.com/BlueWire. OddsTrader, the number one site for all your game day bets. Closing out with your lock on the show, there was actually lots of stuff to choose from here from match day two. So if you want to get additional locks from me, they are available over at my website, lockbetting.com. That's where I break down every game in the Champions League. So there'll be a Tuesday podcast where I'll break down every game from Tuesday. So it won't just be key games. That show will close out with a lock. And there'll be a Wednesday podcast, and that show will close out with a lock as well. And that will cover every single game from Wednesday. There will also be a selection of games covered from the Europa League on Thursday. And that show will too close out with a lock. Last week, we went 3-1 with our lock. So we're looking to hit another one here. And for this show, we are going to go for Manchester City at home to Borussia Dortmund. And we are going to go for Manchester City to cover the minus 1.75 Asian handicap line. We went over some of the reasoning earlier on the show, but we will give you some more here because it is the lock. Manchester City come into this game having won their last 8 home matches and are looking for a 9th straight consecutive home win. Obviously, we need them here to win by 2 goals or more in order to make sure that we cash the lock. 3 goals gives us the full payout. We're taking this at 7-10. So we get 35 back if they win by 2. And if they win by 3 or more, we get the full 70 profit for the 7-10 price. Man City have scored 2 or more goals in 9 of their past 10 home matches. They've won 7 of their past 10 at home. They've kept 3 clean sheets in their 6 matches this season. Manchester City have won to nil in 2 of their last 3. Erling Haaland is their top scorer. He has scored 9 goals in his last 4 matches. City have won their last 2 matches against Borussia Dortmund in the Champions League. And Dortmund have lost their last 2 away matches in the Champions League. In addition to that, Borussia Dortmund are missing some key players here for this game. They are without a raft of players and they are missing their first choice goalkeeper. So it's possible that Borussia Dortmund may be approaching this with a damage limitation mindset from the offset, because You're missing key players. You don't have your goalkeeper. You've just been beaten 3-0 by RB Leipzig at the weekend, and you have another Bundesliga match coming up at the weekend. And this is your most difficult game in the group against a team that are just scoring goals for fun and just smash Sevilla 4-0. So I'm not sure what version of Borussia Dortmund we get, but I think whatever happens, I think Manchester City will be good enough to cover this Asian handicap line of 1.75. And that's why we have taken this as your lock on this edition of the Key Game Show. That's it for me. Good luck with all your bets as always, and thanks for listening.